You've stumbled into another nostalgic void. Drifting, searching with your rose-colored glasses. Fear not. What an Odd Cast is here to guide you. With hosts Jared Minnekeim, Anthony Denny, Michael Kennedy, and Sven Magnusson. Stay odd and hold on tight.
Welcome to episode 251, Oddcast, a retrospective. I'm normally your intro man, Michael Kennedy, and I'm joined today by the founder and co-founder of the Oddcast Network, Jared Minnekeim and Anthony Denny. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Completely throwing you guys off, aren't I?
A little bit.
Last week was episode 250, a great milestone for us, and we crossed 15,000 listens right there. So we're celebrating by eating cake and drinking sparkling apple juice that
right.
Anthony got for us. And I wanted to take this time to kind of reflect on the first 250 episodes, and then kind of going forward
well,
for
we
the next.
Have done last episode.
Yes, but yeah, last episode was so good with the fucking.
We found something we're really fucking good at.
Well, apparently we're really good at shitty B-movies, which is fantastic. But I asked if we could take this time to kind of reflect on, like, where we are as a network, where we've come as a network, and where we're planning on going as a network going forward. And that being said, because, like I said in the group chat, like, I've been on solidly since 94. Because
yeah.
I came in as, like, guest appearances on the cartoon brackets for... Was that the all-up cartoon? No, it wasn't the all-up. That was just the... That was... Because I remember bitching about Yogi Bear.
Yeah, so we started you right in the beginning of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because
we started
you,
right at Hanna-Barbera.
Yep.
Really, we found out you really don't like furry creatures.
I don't like anthropomorphic bears.
Yeah, Yogi, all of them were dead in the water. We didn't even realize.
Yeah, neither did I until we started going, and it was just like, Jesus Christ, maybe Mike's got an issue.
Just a little bit. Every time a talking animal came, he's like, no, this show's terrible. It can't move on.
And thinking back to, like, I replaced kind of Redacted when Redacted kind of went off and did his own thing.
Yeah, you know.
We've had some here and there, but
after he lit himself on fire and then went AWOL
when he was dishonorably discharged. We love you, man. We really do. We miss you.
That is all
it's
a
just,
joke.
It is just fun as shit because, like, as he was getting ready to be deployed, he caught himself on fire, and I just had to make the joke. So
Jeremy just couldn't suck a dick.
No.
No, he was too good. That was
yeah. So, the first question is, like, how, because, like, we have new listeners, and like I told you, I don't think they're going to go back, because this is not a shot at us. About 50, the audio quality, it just gets unlistenable at some point.
Just to let those who are new, and start off this as well, to interrupt your question. When Jared and I started doing this, when we started, and I've said this many times, I literally had... I could go upstairs and grab the pair of headphones I had.
The earbuds?
Yep. Then I sat laying on my bed talking to Jared.
Like a high school
Yeah, I was going
to
say like a teenage girl.
Because I was doing it in my room at that point at Betty's house.
Yep.
And it was just like there's no room to do anything in that bedroom.
Nope, there wasn't.
So I laid on the bed. I was like, all right. And which I fucking hate, because I hate talking on the phone, not talking.
Yeah. Oh, same. It's good. It's what's hard about being, like, as a call center rep, not really, but, like, I'll just stand up randomly and start talking to people. What the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I can't just sit.
I gotta move.
I gotta movement. So, my first question, besides, like, what's the origin of Oddcast? I'm not gonna do that, is, like, how did your early life experience shape your aspirations and careers, like, choices into this kind of thing? Like, what kind of culminated in this?
Jared?
Yeah.
Killing puppies.
Now, what I want to say is that this was Jared's idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
Jared, from my perspective, Jared was reached. He's done this so many times in my life. He reached out one day and said, hey, do you want to do a podcast?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got nothing better to do. And, you know,
That's fair.
Growing up and stuff, you know, nerdy. Didn't have a lot of... We didn't have internet.
Yeah.
Probably until, you know, until I was in high school, really.
Yeah.
So a lot
and
of
my, dial-up.
Not even dial-up.
You never had dial-up?
No, I did.
Did you?
Like, when my parents were together.
Yeah.
But when my parents separated,
Dad left, took the internet with him.
Damn.
He went California way.
But, you know, we didn't have internet. So I spent a lot of time at the library, spent a lot of time watching movies, playing video games.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sure. You know, playing, creating stories with my Transformers.
Yep.
I'll admit it. I did it. I still do it.
I do it too. I did it with Legos. So
I got a fucking.
I did it with all my Marvel.
I got a hell of a storyline going on.
You know.
But so I've always felt like, you know, I have amassed an amazing knowledge of stupid, unimportant things.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sure.
Like watching, because I watch movies my mom liked to watch, and my mom did acid. So.
Fair.
Like, what a transition.
My mom did acid in high school. So,
No, this movie's really good.
Ass.
Ass.
And, like, my mom's, she's the one who introduced me to, like, my first horror movie, which was the Blair Witch Project.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, my mom told me, like, this is real.
And then he had to explain to you it's all fake.
Yeah, and honestly, her explaining, because it fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought it was all real.
Yeah.
You know, where Heather and Michael go into the woods. And then, honestly, that her speech to me, talking about how it's not real, has permanently affected how I observe movies, because it happened at such a young age where I can have that disconnect.
Yep.
I can drop my brain where a lot of people, like some people grow up by gore or stuff like that. I'm
you're like, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not a movie.
Sure. Jared? If you don't have anything, it's fine, because the next couple questions play into it. So,
just in general, like why we came to be Oddcast, essentially, is that what we're?
Nope.
What I gather.
That's the next question, basically.
I have an interview tomorrow, so this is great prep.
I mean, for me, it's not much different than Anthony. I mean, and also Anthony, yes, I have reached out to you multiple times. I'm meaning to tell you, I'm like not a guardian angel, because that's giving myself too much credit. I'm more like a, hey, this might be neat kind of angel.
Hey, this might, that's the perfect way of saying Jared's stuff. Hey, this might be neat if you want to move to Michigan.
Hey, it might be neat if we start this show. Who knows?
It might be. Not like I'm going to commit the next 8 years of my life to it.
Get married in between.
Have two kids at this point now, in between. No, I mean, it was the same thing. Like, I just grew up with video games, comics, and horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for me, reaching out to Anthony was very much the same, where it's like, hey, I just have a ton of things I want to talk about. Do you want to talk about it? And that's kind of where it came from, really. We tried different things over the years, so, I mean, we've tried to put our own little
we've made movies.
Twists on things.
Yeah,
yeah, back in high school.
We've made two movies.
Super
we
shitty
movies. We plotted out a bunch of them.
That's why we're so good at it.
We had a whole other one, but we've talked about it. But we had a whole slasher that we never got to actually.
It's over there. I have the notes still somewhere. I just
deep in the recesses of Anthony's basement.
It could take me like 20 minutes, but I could find all of those because I've kept them. So.
I mean,
and it also helped that Jared and I lived relatively close to each other.
God, yeah, we did.
Yeah, sure, Jared lived, like, probably lived, like, what, 3 miles away?
No, not even. I'd say you were the closest. You were probably 2 miles from my house.
But the problem was that Jared, it was 2 miles, but at a steep hill, like,
mm-hmm.
like a 60-degree hill.
But the hills where I grew up, my road was just, like, kill yourself if you think about walking. That was the reaction of people whenever they were like, oh, you have to walk home? And they'd get to, like, the bottom of my road. They're like, oh, this road. I'm like, yeah, no, there's like three fucking hills. You want to walk? I'm like, no, you're good. I'm like, yeah, no, that's what I thought.
No, you're by yourself.
My buddy. Parents don't love me. I have to do this.
No, it was a really good bike.
Trying to do a scooter, and you're like, it's just not even worth it. I can just walk faster.
Oh, God. I used to ride. It was fun to take the bike down, because you go like 70 miles an hour to go down.
You fucking
going back up was a pain.
For sure.
I'm trying to fucking find. I'm too lazy to type in Casadega.
You were 2 miles. Jeremy was the 4 mile. Because then it was the extra mile to go to my grandfather's, which is what we did that one day, and that was a stupid decision. Just because that one had the worst only fucking way to get there was just terrible.
Sure. Let's see if I can find street view. I got the hill, but I don't know if it'll have the street view.
The middle of nowhere, probably not.
But I think that's where, like, you and me got a lot of our ideas I would say, honestly, probably where Oddcast started initially was those walks, because we would come up with the most random fucking ideas. Like, those movies came out of just walking and be like, you know what would be a neat idea? And then we wrote up a zombie movie. We wrote up this movie. That, like, it just became like, hey, let's go for like a 2 mile walk and just talk about this random idea I had.
We got high and walked.
Yeah, that was... Yeah.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, don't do drugs, kids.
Were there any, like, influential people that helped this along the way? Like, you consider, like, a mentor or someone that really kind of pushed you in the direction to start talking about your stupid shit on a podcast?
No. Like I said,
no.
It was fair.
That's fair.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Because I don't know if people know this, but I don't listen to podcasts.
I do know. It pisses me off.
I don't listen to any podcasts.
It pisses me off so much.
Like, and it was even worse, is I'll listen to YouTube videos in the background, but I won't do podcasts.
He can't multitask people. We've talked about this.
Yeah, we did. You're an enigma.
That's so true.
So, well, I mean... I mean, my dad, like, as far as, like, getting everything started was my dad.
Sure.
Just because he had all the self-publishing with all the horror stories that he made. So, like, he was very much like, no, you want to do something that's, like, you're on your own? Like, no, I support it. And then growing up, I would say my great-grandma. I mean, it's just because she was the one who was always there to support everything I wanted to do.
Did she?
No, great-grandma Anderson, the one who passed away last spring. Yeah, because she was the one who raised me, so she was always very much like, if I want to do something, she had my back on it.
I will say, I was inspired by the ye old Rooster Teeth.
Yeah.
Back when, like, Achievement Hunter. Like, boy, I don't want to say back in their heyday, because... I mean,
back when it was not problematic, sometimes.
Yeah, back before they revealed that Ryan was a...
a sex pest.
Sexual predator. Before companies got involved and secrets got let out.
But, like... You know, they sat around playing video games. I'm like, I would love to just do something with my friends and get paid. Like, get paid. I don't care about getting paid now.
Right.
But, you know, it's really good. And then also, when COVID happened...
Yeah, the world shut down.
This was great.
It was the only outlet anyone
had. Yeah, because, you know... That's true. Like, we already had this established when COVID happened, so we already had the schedule and everything. But it was, like, it was nice to have because I had something to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When a lot of people didn't.
Yeah.
Bear.
So early on in the career, like I said, I came in 85, really jumped in 94. It took a lot to find that, and my God, guys, it's been a long way. Are there any defining moments in that first 100 episodes that really was like, actually, this might work? One of those like aha moments. Like
I got one.
You have shit in your beard. Go ahead and grab that real quick.
So. I would think the moment where I realized that, I'm going to enjoy doing this with Jared, is actually the Ghostwriter episode.
I hope you were going to bring it up.
Because this is us talking.
Yeah.
I don't know which episode it was.
Oh, God, it was way, way, way
But it was
back.
Very early. Episode 12.
Jesus.
Not the flames is what it is, because our idea was, because we were talking about the 2009 Hulk movie.
Yeah.
And in that movie, they sky drop Bruce Banner.
Yep.
And he turns into the Hulk.
Yep.
But that with Ghost Rider.
Okay.
And they just throw Johnny Blaze out and just lights on fire. And just, you can see him screaming, oh my God, it burns!
Because I had to talk about that, like, when you transform, it's, you feel everything. It's pain. They scream in pain. So that became the ongoing
show. It was just him just skydropping onto a cruise ship, I think it was.
Yeah, we had him driving across the ocean on a cruise ship and then be like, you guys see something in the distance? And him drive by.
If the Ghost Rider takes the helm of a cruise ship, does it become...
Oh, like, I think that's like, the loss.
Yeah, it infuses whatever
that's
he has.
That's fucking awesome. Gonna get the Titanic. Fucking... No, not even the Titanic. It's like... The heaven of the sea, and it just is like hell on earth, and it's just on the back, and it's just cruising like flight.
Yeah, the big back.
He races the heck of the Titanic.
They already did that in Ghostbusters. Can't do it again.
He gathers all the pieces of that ship, of that submarine that came down.
Yeah.
It's shrapnel spinning around. Yeah. He's like, I brought my own controller.
He's doing donuts in the sea. Sorry.
Sorry, I fell asleep by the control.
What about you, Jared? Are there any defining moments where you're like, actually, this might be viable at some point? Like, we're really hitting a stride.
Honestly, I would have to say probably around the same time there for me, because it was right around then we started to really find, we had like, I think we did like the multiple Hulks episode around that time, and we had fun like discussing each one.
Yep, that was.
We did Morbius short, shortly, cursed, it was like yeah. 30 after that.
I'll look through it, while you're answering, I'll find
out. I still have the little like back satchel with him on it, I think it was episode 48 or something. But anyway. Yeah. That I would say probably about the same time. It was just the flow that we were getting on some ideas. And especially because we were also discussing like what ended up becoming like Pitch It and things like that. Just random ideas that we didn't even use till years later. Right. We started to kind of figure out there.
Right.
Like I remember the big thing that we had early, and it was a terrible name.
Yeah.
It's called Like and Scram.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Where we did two things that we written, two versions of a character we liked and one we really hated.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So I feel like the name could have got some. I mean, we have something there.
You guys don't do names real well sometimes.
Episode 29 on 10/21/19, Morbius, the Living Vampire.
Oh,
yeah, and that's where I did the whole sugar free and everything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Morbius was born.
Yep.
Wow.
So we've been talking about Morbius since 2019.
We've been talking about Morbius for. Ever apparently.
That's because that movie was announced like a few months before.
It was, and it took forever to come out, and it was the biggest pile of garbage. It's the second
until 2024.
Biggest pile of garbage. until we get Madame Web and Craven, and we're gonna put a pin in that because we really have a fun idea for that one. So, for later, for when we talk about future plans. So, what activities and hobbies that you guys had kind of like brought this together? Like Anthony, we know you have Transformers, and Jared got comic books, but like, when did you start really infusing that into the podcast and it becoming like a major core tenet of what we talk about?
I mean, honestly, I think because the original podcast, what we did back then is we picked a topic, and by we, I mean Jared picked the topic, and we both did our research about that singular topic, and we talked about it.
Yep.
So, like, it started out with comic books, because comic books were mainstream, but there's a lot of weird, obscure things that people don't know.
For sure.
Like the Maestro.
Sure.
People like that. And it was, I think it's been since day one that, like, this our nerdy things has always have had an influence.
Collective nerdgasm.
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
What was, like, the most challenging part of starting this podcast up until, like, just in general? Like, I came on, like I said, episode 84, 94, to kind of go from there. Like, what was, at the beginning, what was kind of the most challenging thing?
I just feel bad always answering first.
No, you're good.
Okay. Audio.
Yeah, because I only had... that was before I figured out the closet setup that I had later on.
Yeah.
I was recording in my Explorer because it was the only spot I had.
Yep.
Jesus.
And
God.
I was also recording my phone audio.
Oh my God. Okay, yep.
Yeah, because the app used to do the, like, you invite someone in and it would just record it for you. And it was like, oh, we could just use that. It's great. And then I talked to an old friend from high school who was like, hey,
Dylan.
So, like, I'm going to help you out. Here's some software you need.
Yep.
Do you know what you're doing with it? I was like, kind of. He's like, all right, let me walk you
Is
through
that when Audacity came in?
Yeah.
what episode was that?
Oh God!
Much later than
I was gonna say, but it was after 84 because that was StreamYard. So,
well, no, it was before that because we used Audacity. Then we moved to StreamYard.
Yes,
I think it was shortly before the Morbius one.
Okay,
I think because I think Dylan had seen something about it and then he reached out and he's like,
"Hey,
yeah.
This is shit. Can you like do it better?"
Not that way.
No,
yeah.
So it's fine. I get
you. It was because actually I was the one who reached out to him. I was asking him if he knew, because that's what I was looking at, was like, what kind of software things do I need? And he's a tech dude. Yeah, and then he just gave me the whole rundown, like, listen to an episode I sent him, and he's like, okay, this is what you're going to need. Like, these are the basics. He's like, you've got a good idea here. He's like, these are the things that will help you kind of get what you're trying to get.
Honestly, we really need to shout out Dylan because he helped out a lot of the early podcasts.
He helps me every so often if I have an issue and I can't get a hold of James. Dylan is usually the one I can be like, hey, what do I do about this?
But I still remember, and it's been traumatizing me since, so that should tell you how bad I fucked up.
Yeah.
Is, don't say
Is it Jared just, like, listening to the podcast and responding to himself, pretending he's you?
Not too far off.
That's so amazing.
So what happened is, it was early, and I had Audacity. At this point, I was recording my own audio. I was doing it on my laptop.
Oh, God, that was solid hard times.
Yeah, I was laying down with my Xbox headset plugged into my computer. But Audacity has this feature called background noise removal.
Sure does.
Jared knows exactly where.
Sure does.
Fun fact, if you sample the whole audio track,
oh no,
you remove your own voice.
Oh no.
And I saved over it and I sent that to Jared.
He's like, this is just static. This is just static, Anthony. Why'd you
Jared was able to recover it.
Kind of.
Like, I'm very quiet.
Yeah.
But, like, to this day, like, I still have stuff on my laptop from stuff, like, when we used to record.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I can't get rid of that. Just in case. You're like, I need the audio from episode 98.
So, you guys shouted out Dylan, and we've talked about...
Dylan!
It was Dylan, and we've talked about...
That's what actually made the joke.
I'm glad I understand that joke now. but there have been other hosts and co-hosts that you guys have talked to on this podcast, if not an adjacent podcast. What can you say about them and how they helped you kind of get steam and continue on with this process? Because wasn't there, like, fireside chats at one time? And there was, like, stuff like that. Exactly, I know.
Fireside chats. Yeah, believe it or not,
yeah,
was our original idea for the podcast.
I believe it. Just because, shoot the shit.
Yeah, because that was when we lived together in Laco. Because that's how long this
was. Yeah, holy fuck.
Now that you remind me, yeah, we did that before we ever thought about doing a podcast. List of
topics and everything like that.
And it was even worse. It was on a Kinect. Xbox camera, and it was because I was able to record a video and put it on YouTube. So I was like, oh yeah, we'll just do this.
Do those exist still?
No, not anymore.
Oh my god, that would have been funny.
They did away with
shit.
All these features. Yeah, we had a shitty fucking camera, and it was... God, fuck, what year was that?
Because we're using Rock Band microphones to record.
2014.
Yeah, and we just were like, we talked about...
Fuck, I forgot about
it. Oh, I remember what it was, too. It was the Tom Holland, because that was when they first announced, like, oh, Tom Holland will be Spider-Man. And we were talking about the different Spider-Man of, like, do I think Tom Holland could do it, or do I think this guy will be better?
Yeah.
That was literally the video, and it was shitty.
Again, I have the notes somewhere of it, but the fun fact, the reason why it's called Fireside Chat is because of I named it.
Yeah.
And the idea was it was going, because I had the YouTube page. I had the Inferno Frenzy YouTube page.
Yeah. Right.
So it was going to be Fireside Chat Inferno. That was the play on words.
Clever.
Yeah, no. I stole the name from a cripple.
Oh.
Shout out to FDR.
Fair. Fair.
I had to clarify that really quickly.
And it just reminds me because, like, I remember you guys, like, we used to record two a week, and that just kind of got unsustainable.
We just ran out of stuff for the second one.
Pandemic happened, and nothing was happening in the world, and we just ran out of shit to talk about. But going back, like, excuse me, like, what, Monday, Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we did the one podcast, which was the topic episode.
Yep.
And then we did odd chats for the longest time where we just talked.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's evolved where
they've just combined.
We still have topics from time to time, but for the most part, you know, we find what nugget we can hit because stuff is still not happening in the world.
No.
We barely have cinema, so like
it is not recovered.
But
fun fact for people, like if there's ever a day where like we have nothing and it's just like a bullshitting thing, like I call them odd chats still. Like, oh, we didn't really have a topic. Yeah, odd chat.
It's an odd chat. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I've seen it coming through the feed, so which is totally fine because like it is what it is. It's just I don't think we would have enough to talk about.
No.
For to do two.
Because
sometimes we struggle to get an hour. An hour of good quality shit.
And also, the thing is, it's not a shot against you, Jared, or myself, but we don't live interesting lives.
We do not.
It's not like we're going out and doing crazy things every week. We all have jobs. We all do stuff.
Anthony has a wife and kid.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I spent 2 hours playing video games yesterday, and that was the most I played video games in one sitting in like a month and a half.
Yeah, so just shout out to the previous hosts or co-hosts and guests, James, Redacted,
shout out to,
Dylan.
Shout out to InfoCast 5000.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
R.I.P.
You know,
with the fireside, me and James spun that off for a while.
Yeah,
we did fireside by itself.
Yeah, where guys were you and him were Simpsons characters.
Yeah, basically.
I
Yeah.
That artist was the most frustrating person I've ever worked with making a cover. Literally, the cover that we had in the end, James did 90% of the work to finish it. Because the guy originally sent me, it was us at, like, the table.
Yeah.
And it had, like, the fireplace and the two mics. And he just had a big purple, like, emblem thing in the middle. And that was it. And I'm like, logo, colors, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy, like, sent me a thing. He just colored it all purple. And I was just like,
great.
James, can you do something? He's like, yeah, no, I'll fix that up. He's like, I'll just throw some stuff on here and finish it. And then cool. We had the cover we did. But if you're ever on YouTube, folks, go check out FWNR, because that's what Fireside became.
Right, the news review?
Yes, and we did that for a while, but that one was collaborated with so many YouTubers that was another one.
It kind of...
Scheduling was a pain in the dick.
Yeah, it seemed like it was cool at first, because, like, I remember you talking about how you got to talk to these really cool people, but, like,
You're gaming Beyond the Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was much fun. There were so many people that I got to talk to. It was so much fun. It literally was just scheduling between 10 different people to have skits. Like, it was a pain in the ass.
My favorite thing about gaming Beyond the Box was that... You know, I was never invited on there, but I'm not saying that, like, out of control. I'm not saying that being mad or anything.
Right. I'm not mad.
No, I'm not mad. I thought it was funny, because Jared was like, you know, if you want to be on, you can just ask to be on. I'm
literally,
like,
they were like,
I want to milk it.
Right. And then it kind of... Is it still going on, or did it completely stop?
Gaming Beyond the Box stopped for a while. They went through a bunch of changes in there. Yeah. I haven't talked to them in forever now, because they went away for a little bit.
Right.
If I remember right, I think their lead person, Wilmy, I believe.
Goddamn.
Wilmy with the grandpa.
Grandpa there. I think he had a major medical thing happen, and he had to step away. They're back now. I haven't talked to them.
Yeah, they streamed 20 hours ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So they've been back now. But yeah. Still talk to a few of them in, like, Bomber and whatnot. Still talk to me. So.
The podcast has opened up a few doors for one person in particular, and that is the main Jared. Founder, who has gotten to talk to some very creative people and, like, living out his dreams. Jared, can you talk a little bit about talking to famous people and how...
Like
Ed and Chef Mike and things like that.
I got to talk with Chef Mike. You all know him. Wendy's, McDonald's.
Yep.
He's got the commercials. And he's currently blasting McDonald's. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
At least he looks out for the consumer in that regard. Like, he doesn't care.
He does not.
But, you know, that one was, I honestly can't take credit. That one was James. That was James tweeted him with, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did an interview? And then Chef Mike's just the nicest fucking dude ever. Was like, sure. And then, like, 2 weeks later, we had an interview. It was crazy.
Which, I mean, not to, like, undersell you or James, but... Relatively unknown.
Yeah. Yo, we've unfucking heard of. He had no idea who
and
we were.
And he was like, so shout out to Chef Mike.
Yeah. Thank you, Chef Mike. Like, yeah, he had no fucking idea who we were. He was like, no, you guys seem kind of cool. We're like, okay. Talking about Batman, D&D, and whatnot. One of the nicest fucking people I think I'll ever meet.
Follow him on TikTok now. He's fun.
And then, Matt Hill, who voiced Ed from Ed, Edd n Eddy. And that was because of...
You fucking creamed in your jeans?
Yeah, I did. A guy named Italian Clowns on Twitter. He runs Four Guys with Quarters, which anybody, you can find them on TikTok, YouTube. They're another bigger thing. But he had him on and was like, hey, I got told you're a big fan. We have him on. And I went on and talked.
Fuck yeah.
It's like, I couldn't deny that. No, I was like, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I haven't met anyone.
That's why I said one person in particular.
I've only met celebrities in real life. I don't meet them online.
There have been people that I've interacted with on Twitter and things like that. But Starstruck is a real thing.
Yeah,
okay, to even be in the same chat room as that man was probably life altering. So
I remember when I met Grant Imahara and I was like fucking shaking. I was working at the restaurants. I had my sideburns.
Oh, I've seen the picture.
And I was like, oh, Mr. Grant Imahara, may he rest in peace.
Yeah,
like I got a signed dollar bill by him.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Speaking of. Of celebrities and things like that. Is there any, like, if you could, like, have, like, one person or a group of individuals on this podcast is, like, a bucket list person or group to interview, to just interact with for a little while? Kind of who do you think would be, like, either the top two or top three that you'd want on this podcast to talk?
Derek Mears.
I don't know who that is. You got to be more specific, bud.
Derek Mears.
Jason Voorhees.
Jason Voorhees. And a ton of other things. Really Swamp good, Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hatchet. Hansel and Gretel. Zathura.
Okay.
You know, he's just really good at
Zathura.
He's a monster actor.
I was going to say, motherfucker, you can't say that face like a Zathura. Like, there's five characters in that entire thing. One of them, I'm pretty sure, is it Dax Shepard? Is that who?
Dax Shepard, Josh Hutcherson, Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, it's young Kristen, and the other child that gets blown off into space. And the two parents.
He's in Predators.
Okay.
He plays the classic Predator. Like, I would love to meet... This is purely, like...
Yeah.
Self, like, I want to
meet
him.
No, it's what this question is for.
I'm sorry. I'm just delaying as I'm trying to find
which creature he was? Because I called him out.
He was Cyclops number one in Percy Jackson, Sea of Monsters.
That doesn't help me at all.
Yeah,
that tells me. As opposed to what other Cyclops?
He was Master at Arms and Pirates of the Caribbean, Stranger at Stranger Tides.
The bad one?
Yeah.
The Sparrow.
He played the lead Zorgon in Zathura.
Okay, sure. He's the lead Zorgon. I remember what the Zorgons are.
They're the lizards who like fire.
I said I remember who the Zorgons are.
I didn't know if that was sarcastic.
Sorry, that was unprofessional. We're divulging back. I'm sorry.
But because Derek Mears he's a really actually cool guy.
Sure.
Yeah, he's very chill and very professional. Like when he learned the Jason Voorhees character. He took child psychology, so he could understand how would this
up, but yeah
how would seeing your mother get killed in front of you and then living in the woods actually
fuck you up? Yeah.
And he's a really cool guy. He's also really tall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's my personal favorite Jason Voorhees. I would also love to interview Frank Welker.
Yeah.
Because
obviously
that man, he's one of the five voices of cartoons.
Are you kidding me? If we got that man on this podcast to read our intro, we'd use it for the rest of forever.
Damn straight.
Fucking saying Nerds Unite. Like, could you fucking imagine?
Like, he's, as much as I love Peter Cullen and he's amazing, but Frank Welker is like I said, one of the four voices of cartoons.
It's true.
So, I mean, I can't think of anyone else. I can think of other people.
Like a group? Is it like an individual, like a band or a traveling troupe that you would want to interview if you ever got the chance?
A band?
Yeah. You can't really do Smash Mouth because he died.
I would like to do Weird Al.
That would be fun as shit.
He would be a great interviewee.
Oh, God,
100%, yeah.
I would also like to interview Daft Punk. Only because I think they would do that. Because Daft Punk, Guy-Manuel, I don't know whatever their name.
Yep.
Guy and Thomas, that's their names.
Yep.
They're great. They're trolly people.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know how they always dress up in their costumes?
Yeah.
It's because at the first interview, they said, why are you wearing costumes? Like, no, we're not. We just woke up one day, we're robots now.
I fucking love that.
I would love to interview them and have them do nothing but respond in French.
God, that's amazing.
And then I would just not understand a word they're saying and have a full interview in two languages. They're speaking French. We're speaking English. Alienate a whole audience. Yeah.
Jared.
And just be like, thank you. Be like,
a couple people you'd want to interview, band, things like that, if we get big enough.
I'll throw out one.
Kanye West.
Easy.
Actually, I'll throw out a musician. Maybe I'll throw Anthony off. I got Maynard James Keenan from Tool, the lead singer there. Oh. No, just because everything I've ever seen with him, he's such an interesting fucking dude.
Question. I would love to just talk with him. Why?
Yeah.
Why what? Just in general.
Well, here's why.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking Mr. Tool himself. Just why?
Well, here's my reasoning behind him. All right, there's one specific that is burned in my brain, and it was on Joe Rogan of all fucking places.
Of course it was.
But it was that he was doing push-ups, right? And they had a dozen donuts, and he's sitting there eating a donut. And he's like, I'm getting so sweaty just watching you do that. Why do you do that? Just enjoy the donut. I brought the donuts. Just enjoy the fucking donut. Stop doing the push-ups. You're already jacked enough.
Yep.
We're good.
I love that.
He's such an interesting dude. He would be neat.
I love that.
Um, honestly, I like the Weird Al answer. That one definitely.
Weird Al would be fun.
Yeah. He would be amazing.
He would be a fun
He's just one of those people who feels like he's always going to be a good person.
You don't throw that in there? Jack Black. He'd be great.
Jack oh, God. Black. Jack Black would be fun. He'd be a Tenacious D.
Oh. Right? Did you hear that it did a fucking Britney Spears cover?
It was a great fucking cover, too.
Yes,
it is a fucking bop, I don't know what song friend.
It was. Yeah, I haven't heard it. Foxy?
Nope. It's one of her young... What, which one is it? It's,
I'm just gonna look it up.
Yeah, I can't remember what song it is now, and it's completely escaped my.
I would also like to interview a ska band.
A ska band would be fun.
No, not any particular one, just a singular ska band.
So why'd you invite us here? Yeah, you're just a ska band.
Yeah, I've always wanted to meet someone who actually played ska. Why? I don't know.
I don't know.
Kind of like we have people who love to look at car crashes.
Yeah, fair.
Just don't know why.
Anyone else, Jared? Dream
no.
bucket list.
No, I think
that'll
be.
You want to have Matthew Lillard on because that would be.
Oh, well,
he brings us his whiskey too. Like he brings us
come
some
on,
fucking.
I'm not gonna turn
brew.
Down Matthew Lillard.
No,
there. Come on now.
No.
Matthew Lillard would be great because he again he feels like a guy who's fantastic, and I think not in like a creepy way, but we know enough about his like filmography that we could just be more than just
very easily, yeah,
more than just like hey, you're Shaggy. Yeah. Like I would love to talk to him about 13 Ghosts.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was that filming
yeah.
like?
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, you gotta work with Tony Shalhoub.
Yeah. What was he like?
Tony Shalhoub like?
That's awesome.
Ask him 100 questions not about him. Just so, when you had lunch with Tony Shalhoub, what kind of food did he
want? Yeah, it's like, did it come pre-chewed? Was it, like, did he drink it to a straw? Was everything just mixed in a blender and poured in a cup?
What do you guys gotta get so with nothing? We're just
curious.
Yeah.
We heard rumors per se that we started.
So I've heard that Tony Shalhoub was actually 7'8" and they had to film him really far away and
it's
every
all
scene.
Forced perspective shots.
Love you, Tony.
That's I just read that Matthew Lillard has signed on to be Shaggy in future live action projects. So
nice. He's also signed on for two more Five Nights at Freddy's movies.
That's fine.
I did see that.
That's kind of all that I really wanted to ask you guys, kind of as a retrospective, kind of like where we are and how far we've come and kind of go from there. Because, like, we haven't done it, and it's, you know, we've always talked about things we've done in the past, but I thought, like, a proper, like, hey, this is 251. If you're hopping in now, this is kind of what you've missed. It's a lot of bullshit, but it's fun bullshit. Some of the early ones, absolutely unlistenable. So,
yeah,
like,
the audio's awful.
Like, 85 is when we really started cartoon brackets. That was better.
Listen to the Ghost Rider one, and then none
Stop.
Of them.
Yeah.
And barely was one out. Well, Mike, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
What do you think of garden gnomes?
There's garden gnomes, and there's what everyone is collecting, which I have found are not actually gnomes. The ones with the hats over their eyes are not technically gnomes.
No, what are they?
I don't know, but I saw it online, and someone was ranting about it, and it was funny as shit. Garden gnomes are cursed. Why?
Why are manholes round?
Are you just asking me random questions
These
now?
Are 20 creative interview questions.
Why are manholes? Who gives a shit?
Manholes, by the way, are round because every other shape would fall inside of itself.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's not a silly question. There's an actual
fucking
answer to that
one. Nerd!
Exactly.
Jared, you've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What do you do with the elephant?
Go on a rampage to the
it
town.
Is. It is edible. Elephant jerky.
Whoa, two way different.
Elephant jerky?
We got answer A and answer Z. Two way different.
Well, honey, we're not going to be starving for a while.
I remember when...
It's not like that at all.
At Farmers, we got a new supervisor, and they did that stupid, like, if you were to be a kitchen appliance, kitchen appliance would you guys
Your
be?
Your mom's turkey baster.
I'm old.
Yeah. I looked at this old white woman and I said, a mocajete.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's that? I'm like, it's this volcanic rock motor and pestle. And she's like, why would you be that? I'm like, because you can crush stuff in it, it's useful, and it's Mexican.
Yep. And didn't know how to take it.
Nope. But a lot
interesting.
Of got, a lot of people got the good laugh when it said, and it's Mexican.
Interesting.
I fucking hate stupid interview quick.
I
love playing two truths and a lie.
What's your favorite animal?
It's an ostrich.
That's dumb.
I'm not gonna do that.
We like
but,
tigers.
That concludes the interview portion. We can talk about the shit that I want to talk about now. Jared.
Right on. Yeah.
Have you seen the new Kong X Godzilla, the new Empire
trailer?
No. I don't think I saw the new trailer. I saw something about him sleeping in the Colosseum.
Do you remember?
Posted, but I didn't see the trailer.
Do you remember how we don't put shit out in the universe because they steal it?
TM.
Mm-hmm. If I told you in this trailer, they shoot a laser beam into the ocean and up into the sky, trying to summon some great key creature like it is the Rift in Pacific Rim, would you believe me? If Jared, if I told you that in the Hollow Earth there are a bunch of other monkeys having a monkey war council, just like Jared in our Planet of the Apes movie. Jared, if I told you Godzilla has an infinity gauntlet with no stones, just the gauntlet.
Well, Kong has it.
Kong, yes, Kong has it. Has an infinity gauntlet that he punches.
Star, White Star, I think.
Sure, whatever the fuck it is. They have that. If I told you that they were crafting some sort of mecha as well to help with the combats, would you believe me? Would you believe me?
I would hope.
Jared, all these things, all of these things, all of them are in the new Godzilla trailer.
Would you believe him if the main villain of Madame Web was killed by a Pepsi sign?
Yes. I didn't want to believe that, but then it was drilled into my head that that is what happened.
Jared, would you also believe me if I told you that in this movie we're going to get the little girl who can communicate with nature and the twins, and they're going to be able to control the Kongs and bring salvation to man?
There's going to be a psychic link
between
the girl and the Kong.
Jared, everything we've pitched for our fucking Pacific Rim, Kong, Godzilla, Planet of the Apes.
If when
crossover?
We go see this movie in theaters, IMAX, we will. And that little monkey in the trailer stands on Kong's head and points in any direction. They stole our
They
artwork.
Stole our fucking idea. Jared.
I feel like this was coming, you know, Jared. As soon as Del Toro started saying, like, I'd do a Godzilla Pacific Rim. Like, hold on a minute.
It is wild. It opens and, like, they're like, it's like in a cove, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's just bubbles coming up, and they're shooting a laser down into it. It's like, that's the breach. That's just what how happens in Pacific Rim. Mm-hmm. And then they go to their cut to the center of the earth, and like, something's coming. It's a war council of monkeys, like we've talked about in Planet of the Apes. And then Kong gets a fucking infinity gauntlet and punches shit out of the sky as it's coming towards him. And the other bad monkey dude, he has what I can only consider a morning star. It is literally like a giant piece of apartment building wrapped with a chain, and he throws it at Kong, and Kong punches it out of the air. And then the little girl is there with the tiny monkey, and they're communicating.
Monkey.
I am two twins away from fucking Mothra.
Mothra's gonna be back. Like, there's already been things where people are like, oh, you can see Mothra's reflection, or, hey, there's a scene of Godzilla and Kong, and there's giant big open space between them.
Yeah.
Something fine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like Mothra back. Get Godzilla back her girlfriend.
Mothra?
Yeah.
It's a confusing sentence, hey, but fuck. I get what you say.
Jared. It's all in the movie.
No.
It's all in Kong X Godzilla, the new Empire, where the fuck it's called.
Kong X Godzilla, the new Empire.
Just pulled that out of the fucking ether.
It is a mouthful of a name.
Well, because is it Kong times Godzilla, or is it Kong X Godzilla, or is it
Kong
X Godzilla?
No, it's
kind of
like, you know, how there's Hunter or Spy Family, you know, in Japan. Those are those animes where technically you're not supposed to say the X.
But they say it.
I say it too.
Toonami.
I was about to say, if you're not supposed to say all the trailers,
yeah, you're supposed
just
to.
Say it.
You're not supposed to, according to the weebs. I still say, like I say, Spy Experiment. Yeah. So it could just be Godzilla Kong, like the
Godzilla Kong, the new Empire. Also, they say, they literally say, like, something is coming, and these beasts can feel it. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
fuck off.
Because there's the new ice monster.
Which, no, that's in the Frozen Empire for, oh my god, is Ghostbusters in the Kong universe too?
That would be fucking insane.
Also, the new Ghostbusters trailer dropped. Weenie, and everyone's back, and I was talking with Anthony, and I was like, if Rick Moranis, if he just shows up, doesn't say a damn thing, if it's just him, like, as even post-credit, uh-huh. I will cheer the loudest I have ever cheered in the middle of a fucking theater. I will stand and applaud. I want that man back in movies. I know why he quit. I know why he retired. It's time, my friend.
I've never...
Come back to Ghostbusters.
I've never stood up and clapped for a movie
Neither
before.
Have I.
But you would for that one.
You would for Rick Moranis.
I'm trying to find the thing. What is called what? The new Godzilla monster. It's called Shimo.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
right.
Shimo?
Yeah, Shimo.
Is it new or is it old new?
I don't know. I don't recognize Shimo.
It sounds vaguely Japanese. Oh yeah, okay.
It just is four-legged Godzilla who freezes ice instead of fire.
Okay. Oh, because it's going to... Oh, right, because it's going to try to be a new Ice Age.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, that's the Ghostbusters one.
Yeah. Maybe it's the same creature.
fucking off in New York.
Yes, exactly. Over in California. It's two different sides of the same Ice Age. What'd you do?
Oh, nothing.
He came.
Okay. But yeah, we saw... That's out too. So that was awesome that we saw that. And I'm just like, God damn it, I'm so pissed off at Godzilla right now.
I don't know how I feel about the imaginary... Because we've seen the imaginary trailer...
If
I saw no. the
teddy bear that's an imaginary friend.
Yeah, I keep people. Avoiding that one.
I don't
it was
know.
Blumhouse.
It yeah, but it's
I know, but that doesn't
but
mean Blumhouse. Let's be yeah. real here. That doesn't mean.
Listen,
anything
hey, but here's the thing. It does because if they give us $1 million, we could do that too.
Honestly, they right? probably A24 of them would probably be a pretty
give
good bet.
Give me money, I will do good movie.
We will do B movie, but it only costs you $1 million, and it will make at least
it'll make
50.
Money back.
So you will double your money.
Yeah, no, to do a B horror movie, it would be one of those two. They are the hot takers.
Can I get like a Wasp horror movie instead?
Maybe there's already a movie called like that. It's called Sting, I think they called it.
Dude,
that's dumb.
The yeah, but singer, it's about mutant wasps. They turn people into wasps. It's really
the
fucking
The police.
Weird.
Yeah.
Sting and the police.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I believe he's
Sting.
Leads,
is he in the
and
police?
And then he went solo, I think.
Is he in the dream police? They live inside of my head.
So,
Aerosmith Guitar Hero, motherfuckers.
It is.
It's fucking great.
No, not the wrestler Sting.
Yeah, you gotta be specific. Yeah.
Musician the Sting.
Yeah.
Musician and activist.
Sure.
Yeah, he was in the police.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's got the. Every move you make.
Is that them?
Yeah, that's the police.
That's no shit. I didn't know that.
It's people's joke with him is always he could only understand like every other word he says.
Oh, I thought they were joking with Ozzy Osbourne. Are they not the same person?
No, that's why
I'm joking. I know who Ozzy Osbourne is, but it's the same fucking joke.
I mean, have you heard It Sounds Like Nirvana? The song about how no one could understand Nirvana?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But we're now.
Hey, Anthony, happy late Christmas.
Hey, it's a bag.
I took it out of the bag.
Fucking hot daddy.
No, it's Beelzemong.
Hot daddy.
The guy that I fucking busted out laughing
hot
at
daddy.
The first time.
He has a motorcycle.
He has a motorcycle.
He has it. It comes separate.
Thank
and it's
God. I have no motorcycles.
I know, right?
Like, I don't have any chance.
You don't have any Transformers that
turn it into a
we
motorcycle.
We need to get you sideways from the Cybertron University.
You mean that guy right there?
Did he not turn into a motorcycle? He's
I
a
was
motorcycle.
Being sarcastic.
I know.
He's a motorcycle. Those are motorcycles. There's a motorcycle down there. She's a motorcycle.
You could probably just get him to ride on Optimus.
Why is his arm so gangly?
It's a pivot point. Well, I'm pretty sure it turns into a gun.
Oh, that's fucking.
Yeah, that's 90s plastic. That's what that is.
Dude, that shit gives you fucking cancer.
Yeah, he
reached out. He can almost touch his toes.
Because it turns, oh my god, it's real. It upsets me that it's just actually just slightly longer.
Yeah, no,
that's
right.
Like, that is how it is. Because
I noticed
that
had the package. I was like,
son of a bitch. He's got a tail.
He's got his shotguns, and he's all.
hot goth emo daddy. I love you, daddy.
Look, he's got a tail.
He's got a tail.
You know, I did not realize he had a tail.
He has a tail.
Oh, Anthony, did you see his back, too?
What?
What are these?
Oh, they're tassels. Is this tassels? He's got leather. He's a hot leather daddy.
All right.
It's a bomber jacket. It's got tassels.
He's got his cattails on the back, just all ready to go.
The gun is in the jacket.
Only one gun. You have to hold the other one.
Yeah, he's a shoot now, ask questions later.
God, is fucking...
Well, Anthony struggles with that. Those of you who are newer to the show, Michael did a show called The Worst Nostalgia Trip Ever Taken.
It's still technically out there, so people are still listening to it. Thank you.
Good. Because it is fun.
Eventually me and Heather will record again. She's just preoccupied growing a human and taking care of another one while Anthony shrugs his responsibilities down here recording with us.
I'm sorry, well, okay.
So there's a character on there called Flabber, and I found this ungodforsaken.
It's so bigger than I thought it was! No! It's so much bigger than I thought it was!
Yeah, no, that thing's fucking huge.
It's like Elvis Presley and Leno and Genie's Aladdin were all just somehow put into the same body.
Christ.
Unless you're Google, then if Flabbers is a big old fat boy. If you like to open them, I do have a Google tool down here.
No, I'm afraid if I open him, he's going to attack me in the middle of the night.
You'll free him from his bond.
Yes!
I hope not, that's not Mike is going to not have this in his room. He's going into the garage, locked up in a box.
That's funny as shit. I have stuff out there, so yes, it's probably where it will be. But eventually when I get an office, I will display it. I just have no place for it. I thought it was going to be like a little one. This fucker is massive,
he's
Jared! It's
like
a doll!
It's like 12 inches bucks. Tall.
How much?
20.
Did it say it was cursed? Did the description on eBay say, like, hey, this is actually a haunted doll, and the spirit that lives inside it, her name is Ella, and Ella's really friendly for most people, unless you're a middle-aged man who lives with his parents, and then she's gonna be really upset with you.
Yeah, that would be a great gift for Mike. This description sounds perfect.
That's so big!
And Mike, you're a middle-aged white guy living with his parents, right? I'm making sure this thing I'm gonna buy.
It's fucking huge! I thought it was gonna be like
you did get a good deal for it.
I thought it was gonna be fucking Anthony sized, like just one of those. Because like I have Beetleborg completely.
It runs on so 3 AA batteries and is 15 inches tall.
Oh, that was the.
It
most
will never run on batteries, mind you.
No, it will never run on batteries.
Honestly, I feel like you should put batteries in him because if it talks and it doesn't have any in it, that will be worse.
Will it? But what if I put batteries in it and it says stuff that isn't flabtastic, flabulous, flabberific, or let's flabberize them? What if it doesn't say one of those four approved flabber sayings?
Like what?
Flabber!
Mike's gonna wake up, his covers are gonna be pulled down.
Fucking Ed's hand needs to turn a little bit. There we go. Let's flabberize him, bud.
What does that mean? What does that mean? His covers are going to take away.
Christ.
I feel like we should get a second one.
This is... Listen, I have no emotional attachment to this one. And Jared spent $20 on it. So, like, if we have to alter it in any way to make our horror movie, I'm fine with that. We will burn it after that because it will
we
definitely
send it to the Puppet Master people.
No, actually, that's amazing, Jared.
For about the same price.
No,
there is.
Right. You pulled this out and I was like, what is that? Not? No, it's huge. Why is it so big? Why is it so big, Jared?
I honestly thought it was going to be a little bit smaller, too, until it came in and I was like, oh. That's not
holy fuck.
Why is his gun-holding hand limp-wristed? Why can't he hold the gun?
Shit, that's
amazing.
Got
to fucking put this in hot water. Just a little. Or you know,
talking.
I will be able to fix this because I got things to fix.
My end.
I might need to go get him. No, I know.
It is the most cursed thing.
It's just cursed. Like, I appreciate it. It's funny as shit. But if you think that motherfucker's ever coming out of that box, you have another thing coming.
just buy the second one.
Talk. I was trying to make him talk.
Oh, the button on
the buttons on his chest.
Yeah, the buttons on his chest.
That's the first thing I don't like touch.
I swear to God, if it was, if he started talking,
we're going to burn it tonight.
He's like, you have to say a demon's name to give it power.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the description for it. It was like, yeah,
oh, did you say its name to give it power?
It was a real real weird urgent buy.
Must sell now.
I was like, well, geez, don't twist my arm. I mean, only $20.
Jesus, that's fucking funny.
Christ. But no, his description was very much like original 90s may or may not work. Up to you. And I was like, that's fine. I don't think Michael ever wanted to work.
So. No. No, it's fun. I appreciate it. It's a great gift. But it will stay in that box until I have my own office. In which point, it's going behind like a sealed glass fucking case.
What you should do is you should fucking get some shrink wrap and shrink wrap it.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know what I'd love to find like that? I actually used to have... it's what I used to have. I had the... when Toy Story came out, they had the giant, like, 20-inch Woody and Buzz Lightyear.
I got a 20-inch Woody for you.
I had one of each of those in my great-grandma's. That's what that reminds me of, because they were the fabric and they had the plastic head.
I always wanted them growing up, but I never got them.
I did have them. The Buzz Lightyear got eaten by a dog, and then Woody I had for I had that one for a long time.
His proportions are all fucked.
Yeah, he's a Digimon, man.
You've got
leather jeans on.
Yeah, he's hot leather daddy.
Yeah.
Hot leather demon daddy.
Can you imagine the ball sweat he's got going on, though?
Does he have...
Is there a bulge?
No, it's very flat.
No, poor Digimon. They don't get coated with the genitalia.
Do you have a... You know, he doesn't have a port. I have to get a figure stand for this guy, because I don't think he can stand up.
On his own.
Yeah, no. And not against the design or anything. I just think he's...
Oh, no, 100% against the design.
A toy from the 90s.
Yeah, well, you know...
This soft plastic that works. Thank you, Jared.
Hey, you know, I try... Because, like, I looked up Transformers, man, but you have so many guys...
You can't. You can't. There's like
196 of them.
There's like two that I know I can get him. So if you think I'm going to fucking tell you which ones they are, you got another thing coming.
Now, there are some that that I want... course, but
if I ever make it to a salary grade 63 at Farmers, I'm making $177,000 a year while he's down here at his lonely peon levels, I will get him that stupid fucking Unicron.
Oh, God, don't give me the
I'm gonna Unicron. Fucking get you the $2,000 Unicron.
Don't give me he's too big. He's too big.
Nope. You'll have to get a fucking shelf just for you. You have to remove one of the actual shelves to actually hold them on.
No, you remember he's bigger than that.
How big is he?
Look at his size, because...
You remember that giant Scorponok thing that I had found before?
Yeah.
Still available. They've dropped the bar. They just keep dropping that price now.
Yeah, because it's too fucking expensive.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
Find the HasLab toy, because... No, where's the HasLab? I don't care about Prime.
You know you want Prime.
If I ever get that, you'll have one opportunity. I mean, like, what is the one Transformer that you have always wanted?
That's a really hard question.
You only get one.
Yeah, only one chance. What do you quickly Google?
I don't know. So, he is Unicron, 27 inches tall.
Okay. Oof.
And about 35 inches wide.
Yeah, so you just take that shelf off and it's right there.
He's almost 3 feet wide.
Yeah, it'll fit. He's wide. He's a thick boy, isn't
he? Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's got the wings.
Oh, that's right. Then just tuck those in.
You don't need those.
My
right?
God damn, he's a thick boy.
That's what my mom said.
I know, right?
There he is on the couch next to a cat.
Jesus Christ!
Like,
you know, bigger than what I was picturing in my mind.
Here, you can get a good scale. There's the Armada Unicron versus the HasLab Unicron.
Jesus!
Yeah! That's the point of the scale, but that's his crotch.
No shit!
Yeah, goddamn.
So he's like, he's two of those tall.
For those of you at home, he's pointing, he looked up how big it was, and he has the other one he's talking about. Yeah.
The Armada unit.
God damn.
So yeah, there's a reason why he was 450 originally and now 1,000 on the aftermarket.
Jesus, man.
He's a big fucker.
He's a big fucker.
Yeah, I would say so.
Gotta go put Yelzamon's hands in my bag of stuff. Stuff that goes in the bag has of extra stuff.
Yeah. It's bag of holding.
It's actually worth a plus three.
Got a wheelie in here.
Dexterity.
Yeah. Just a bunch of Lego parts.
Go to Transformer parts. Uh-huh. You want a saber tooth? There's a saber tooth.
Hell yeah, bro.
Wait. Get that ASMR. More of a Wolverine kind of guy.
Yeah. Speaking of saber tooth and Wolverine, Anthony, do you know? Do you know the dark history behind those two characters? They hate both.
You see,
they were brothers.
They were brothers.
In the Civil War.
Oh, God damn it.
His real dad.
Oh!
But when Wolverine got his powers.
Even I've fucking seen that movie, asshole.
Dude, I honestly kind of wish Sabretooth's background was like a little less.
What is Sabretooth's background? Why is he that? I mean, I know that
him and Logan were born around the same time, like way Pioneer Day kind of thing. No, Sabretooth just like grew animalistic way he is now, but as a kid.
Like, he's the foil to Wolverine, being like, hey, if Wolverine ever fully goes animalistic, he would be this.
Yeah, pretty also, much. Sabretooth is like, if you took everything Wolverine is and you amped him up by 100, you've got what Sabretooth is at his base, which is why he never fucking wins.
Including heights.
But no, it is literally just his things came in, he started acting animalistic, he attacked his brother on his birthday over a piece of cake, and then his family was super religious, so they like chained him in the basement and would rip out his fangs every night and be like, you have to pray the sin away, this is a sin. And then he broke free and murdered everyone, because, you know, animal boy gets treated like animal. Animal instinct takes over.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I watched House of Wax. Sorry, Paris Hilton.
And that's that's basically how that went. And then he just happened to run into Logan at some point later on in his lifetime, and was like, "Okay." And like because Logan is very much the, like, what are you looking at, bub, kind of dude. Like, pick a fight. Sabretooth like that, because then it was like, oh, he basically, it's like he reminds him of his little brother that he murdered, where every year on Logan's birthday, the whole thing, and they did in Origins where he kills his girlfriend, he does that every year. Like, that's not a one-time thing. Every fucking year on Logan's birthday, he's always alone because Sabretooth comes out from wherever he is to be like, hey, happy birthday, and he murders anyone he's dating, anyone he cares about at all, and then leaves. And it becomes the tradition over years, and like that is their relationship.
Yeah, do you think he would just like lock him up somewhere?
You know,
I know Thanos does that to a regular guy. Like, he comes every year on this guy's birthday since he was a baby.
Fucked up thing, though. Just like, what an asshole. like, hey, Logan, happy. Shh. Don't say it. Yeah, don't say it. Can't know it's that day yet. Like,
the fucking Batman voice.
I don't know.
The Batman voice.
Tubes.
I guess that's why, actually.
They're part of tubes. A series of tubes.
This is going to sound weird, but not to get off topic, but like...
No, go for it.
Have you guys seen the newest trailers for the American Society of Magical Negroes? It looks so goddamn funny.
Well, you see, the American Society of Magical Negroes, which is the full name. We're not saying it just to be...
No, I get it.
You remember that Key and Peele sketch?
Yeah, that's where...
That's the idea.
Okay. Yeah.
How they're making a show?
No, it's a movie.
It's gonna be a romance, so don't get
a
hooked up.
A magical Negro, my friend, is a black side character that only exists in perpetuity to make sure that the white protagonist stays on track, and then the main character they invite into society, the black dude, like decides like that's fucking stupid, and they all start losing their magic because he's going against. It's amazing. It looks so fucking good.
It's literally a movie about you know, black people using magic to make white people's lives easier.
Because if white people are happy, black people are safer. That is like, that sounds super racist. That is legitimately a lie.
Okay.
It looks so good.
It's got that one
good.
Guy from D&D in it.
It's also got Nicole, the girl from Nailed It. Nicole.
There's one Lamar. Black guy in the D&D. Well, there's two black guys. It's not the paladin.
Wow, you racist.
Yeah, the young.
Yeah,
the,
I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
The wizards. That's who he is! I fucking Christ!
You're like, I know this man!
Yeah, I couldn't My fucking boss. Think of it. Yeah, it just looks really good. It's
just,
so.
We can't ask for the tickets. Can we get can we get three for the American Society?
Yeah, that's the reason why there's only one movie that I thought looked funny that I just still have not seen.
What one?
Meaners?
The Blackening.
Oh, that
I was
one?
Like, oh, that
looks
funny,
horror movie.
And then I just never went to see it.
It's not on any
like,
streaming, is it?
No, but you can buy it.
It faded from existence. I'm not going
to
buy it.
See, and at the time, my ex was half black. I could have gone to a theater at that time, and I didn't. And now I'm like, you know, I should have just taken the free card while I had it to not be an awkward white guy
Jared,
going to see
that
movie.
You could have still gone to see it. See, the problem is, you're like, I'm white. I can't see it. No, you're a horror movie fan. You can go see it. Just don't drop the N-bomb, and you'll be okay.
Yes.
Man, my whole white... Oh, man. My heritage, my family. Oh...
Just yeah,
they'd be calling from everywhere to make me say it, and I'd be sitting there sweating. Yep. Be like, I love the movie. It's not you, please.
Well, all the white people in the audience, down. Just say the N word, please, and we'll start the movie.
Yep,
it's a trap.
Yep.
No, that is still a movie I still have to see though. But no, I found out the same thing. It's not anywhere fucking streaming. Pissed me off.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was going to come to, like, something.
I
and
thought so, too.
Because we were going to plan on watching it together, like, over Halloween, and it never fucking came to fruition.
No streaming.
So, we didn't really talk about what we were going to go into the future, and I think we're getting ready to kind of wrap up things. What time is it? Where are we at?
105.
Yeah. So, like, just look at it kind of... But, like, so every Halloween we watch Morbius. And this Halloween, we're going to watch Madame Web and Morbius.
Double feature.
In between there, Kraven comes out, as well as Venom 3. So, in perpetuity going forward to save us mental anguish, we will not just watch Morbius every Halloween. We will watch two of the four movies in chronological order.
We will put into a hat.
Now we're going to do like a spin wheel thingy online to make sure. And we're just going to watch two of them. So maybe we get lucky and we see.
There will be Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, Morbius, Madame Web,
and
Kraven
the Hunter. Or Venom 3, depending on which one's worse.
Yeah, that's true. Whichever is the worst
Speaking
Venom movie.
Of which,
yeah, go ahead.
Exciting stuff I'm seeing.
For Venom 3?
Yeah.
What's it about?
Jerry, you don't sound like you're actually
Remember
excited.
How Sony said they'd like, hey, maybe we need a Spider-Man.
Yeah, do they need a Spider-Man?
Do you know the casting that's been released for Venom 3, Anthony
no.
and Michael?
No.
Aunt May and Ben Parker are in the casting for Venom 3.
Oh, no.
Are we getting back Parks and Rec?
Are we getting?
Or Community?
They're just throwing them in there, apparently, because they were revealed in the cast list.
You fucking better be the aged up Adam Scott. No, because he doesn't know. He had the Matt. Yeah, Adam Scott, no, right? The guy who's in Madam Web.
I do
so
have
that's
to say,
the people have been
Adam
Web
is not connected to anything.
So? So, hey, listen, not yet it ain't.
Yeah, I was about to say. but no, that was something, I saw somebody post about it, because there was, oh God, what's his name, who played Scarecrow?
Killian Murphy.
Thank you. He was in the listing.
No.
He was in the cast listing.
You're better than that, Killian. You got an Oscar nom for Oppenheimer.
Well, the thing that caught the video I saw anyway was because they're in the casting, but they apparently don't have things listed right, obviously. Because Killian Murphy was listed as May Parker, and
hell
they were
yeah.
like,
hey, fucking pulling
hey,
a John Travolta in Hairspray.
What the fuck are you doing?
Absolutely.
Don't worry. If you were worried, the same person writing it.
Yeah.
Who also wrote Venom, Let There Be Carnage, and Cruella.
Well, that's good. At least it's got some continuity. I like Cruella. I saw it recently. I might have just liked Emma Stone. I probably just liked Emma Stone.
Not to be a gross man pig.
Yeah.
She finally did full sexy.
Yeah, and poor things.
What?
Yeah, Emma Stone. Yeah. You can find her titties now.
Yeah,
like her writing a guy.
Yep.
Not to be a disgusting man thing, but I was jacking
That's
off the other
terrible,
day.
That's terrible, Anthony. That's disgusting. Why would you bring that up on this channel?
Because,
we're a family content.
Because that's a childhood, not childhood, but like a teenage dream come true.
It's fair.
I would fucking let her spit down my throat.
Oh, God.
I know I'm a gross man and all that, but...
Oh, she could slap me around.
It's just like one of those things where you're like, oh, finally. But it's also a way that's consented, which is good.
But is it her, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's always body doubles.
Is she riding Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Poor Things. That's the one with Willem Dafoe, who's all scarred up. And she has the brain of a baby. Yeah. Yeah, you feel good about that now? You feel real good about that now, do you, huh?
Well, we're not going to let that
whole thing.
Okay,
it's a brain transplant because, like, she ends up getting hurt or dying or something, and it's basically a Frankenstein movie.
A Frankenstein movie.
Yep. A Robert F. Frankenstein movie.
That would explain the thing. I'd seen a thing about, like...
She has to learn how to do everything because she's got a baby brain.
Well, like, I saw a thing about, like, Poor Little Things.
Yeah, Poor Things, yep.
Did better, I guess, in, like, the popular eye than Lisa Frankenstein did, and people were like, because they basically did a Frankenstein story and it just overshadowed.
Yep.
Ta-da.
It's about what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that's...
That's about what I thought.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, like, good for her.
I can't see it. Oh, good for her.
Yeah, there's not the brightness.
Yep. Look at her.
We're looking at cars.
Yep.
Classic cars.
I'm looking at her Bush.
Yes, the 1978 Bush Chevy Mustang. A great year, black coat.
So. Alright. Alright. I don't think we can get any lower than that, gentlemen. So.
Sorry. I'm so excited.
It's fine.
I mean, you jack off and you just.
You don't.
You put something in your pocket.
Too much. I don't need more.
I'm not saying you can jack off now. I'm just saying sometimes when you jack off, you see something, and then you're so in the moment, you forget to mention it.
Okay.
Because also, I don't want to jack off and be like, hey, guys, guess what I just saw?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever jerked off to anything and been like, you know what I'm going to tell the guys about later, this thing I was jerking off to. I don't think that's ever crossed my mind.
I'm pretty sure I did a whole category on
it. Mike has.
I'm pretty sure I did a whole category on it before.
We did like two bonuses on it. Yeah. We all know Mike will talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a sucker for women. What can I say?
It's fine.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Remind me, I work when Jen and someone else was complaining about their husbands and doing stuff, and I just turned to Gabe. I'm like, this is why I don't date men. Everyone's just busting out laughing. Gabe's like, oh, that's the reason. I'm like, that's the reason.
Probably.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It's just such a funny, I don't think anyone expected that.
Probably
I'm funny sometimes. Or they all thought I was stupid.
Either way,
one is more likely.
I want to make a clarification as we're ending out, because I sent this in the group chat, and then I realized after the fact I was wrong, and it's a very small correction.
That's why I don't always take everything for credit. Yeah. Jared says it's fine. Like, we all get a rant sometimes. Yeah. So, what's your correction?
It's really random, but it was going to bug me. So, not three trackers on the attacking team now. I realized that earlier. It's actually four, which pissed me off even more, because that means you just have like a whole fucking team. That's stupid. Anyway.
What's he talking about?
Well,
not Helldiver 2, because it's apparently PlayStation 5 exclusive.
Okay. That is because Xbox, I learned all about this. That is because Xbox shoved their head up their ass, and Helldivers won't work with them now.
I was going to buy it and play it.
Anthony, do you know how badly I look at that
Starship
game?
Trooper game?
Yeah, and I go, want to fucking play this because it looks so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can't, you'll never play it with Xbox at this point, which is, they run everything. They run their servers, they run their communities, they do it all. To make a deal with Microsoft, they're like, yeah, you got to use our stuff. And they were like, we're not doing that though, because then we lose control. They're like, you gotta use
block all this fucking shit that I was looking up, because I was getting really excited. So all my fucking like ads and
so,
like, you like this or you like this, right? So I started blocking everything. Like,
see, the worst part, talking with my coworkers who do play it, they've been talking about the community super pissed with that, because they're like, yeah, no, let there be another crossplay. Like, we'd love to have more fucking people to help us play this goddamn game.
Right.
Pull your head out of your ass.
Yeah, so Joel quit fucking people over.
Joel.
Fuck you, Joel.
Joel. I don't know who you are, Joel.
There's a dude who has the handle, like, no, I know. He has @Joel, and people are fucking tweeting at him because they're like, he's like, I'm not the Joel! There's more than one Joel, guys!
I'm gonna mess with my sister. She married a Joel.
Fucking asshole.
Well, your husband's an asshole. Why? Fucking Helldiver 2.
It's amazing. Oh my god.
Imagine having the one power to fuck up everything.
The DM of the god creation DM, basically. I got one thing that I want to talk about before we end the show. What do you guys know about what happened in Glasgow?
I know very little, Michael.
I know nothing.
This is a genuine question.
Is Willy Wonka? Yes, I know a lot.
Willy Wonka experience.
Oh, Jared, I've seen it.
I'm
going
to be so pissed at you.
Okay, I'm glad someone brought this up. I'd seen a thing about a Willy Wonka experience and issues, and I was like...
So, I only bring it up because, the villain of that entire thing was called the Unknown. It lives in the walls of the chocolate factory, stealing his ideas. Fucking horror movie announced for it.
Is there?
A24 and Blumhouse have picked it up fucking already.
It's
been 4 fucking days. They'll just green light anything, guys. We're good.
Yeah, God damn it.
Yeah, the Unknown
Unknown, yeah.
It's just a person in a mask.
So.
Comes out from behind the mirror.
Ooh. It's all AI. It was all AI generated with the scripts and everything. Everyone's getting a full refund because, they just showed up to a factory.
Really? We have to cook. So Oompa Loompa looks like she's making meth.
So bad. I don't... Well, that's because it's not an Oompa Loompa. That's an Oompa Loompa. Obviously, they couldn't get the license right. And it's not Willy Wonka's chocolate experience.
The man
it's,
was
It's Willy Wonka's. What?
The Willy. The guy who played Willy Wonka. Because he's come out in interviews, obviously.
Yeah, he's like, I was there. It was all AI generated.
He was supposed to play Willy Wonka for 45 minutes increments. And 15-minute breaks between things. And he ended up doing it for 4 hours straight. And he was in character for 4 hours.
Could you imagine trying to pretend to give a fuck about this sad production
for 4 hours as another character?
Oh my god, I couldn't do it. But yeah, it's just you see, they go to this empty factory, and it's the kids. They got half a glass of lemonade and a singular jelly bean in one of the.
Wonka's getting on the budget here, kids.
Inflation's hitting us all hard. Inflation's hitting everyone hard these days, kids. Write your representatives. Even the Silver Island, whatever. Yeah, I know. And the thing is, even the unknowns come out about it, and they're like, no idea until we got there what it was going to look like. And it looked nothing like it was supposed to.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was a portion, it was a pin-up hang, and... They, many of us did, just kind of went on Amazon, was like, yeah, that'll work, and then, didn't look at the dimensions.
Here's what was advertised.
Yeah, yep.
Thanks to artificial intelligence.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You see how that thing that's hanging on the wall right there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got that, and we're like, yeah, no, it's just slightly too small.
This is like the, Spinal Tap, where they're trying to make their fucking Stonehenge, and they write inches instead of feet, so they just get the tiny little fucking set.
Yes.
It's exactly this. Where they're that'll be fine. They get it ooh.
One of the parents wrote the hardest line ever.
Yeah.
What is
about
it?
This.
Yeah.
Sold a dream. Delivered a nightmare.
God,
that's a great line.
Yeah, you know that's gonna be the fucking line for the horror movie too.
Yeah, it is.
Christ, it was good. I'm just watching the internet explode on this and been like, God, this is amazing. This shouldn't have happened.
$45.
$45. And you're gonna have a glass of lemonade and a jelly bean. In a methed out Oompa Loompa. Now, she is not actually methed out. She was just not happy to be there and people were taking pictures. And she's come out and been like, yeah, it was not a good time. We got a script. The script was incomprehensible. You had no idea what was happening. Yep.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Fucking amazing.
Oh, this world. Right.
Chrissy Patterson.
The Oompa Loompa? Yeah, the Oompa Loompa?
The
Oompa Loompa.
I would have loved to go.
Oh
go
my
here.
God! I would have had such a. We would have had such a good time.
We would have died.
We
laughing.
Would not have been. We would have been irreconcilable in the first fuck. They hand us a half a glass of lemonade, and I would lose
my jelly bean.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
We all
three, right?
It would have turned into just three Cartmans, just
constantly just picking on everyone too, and making the actual experience probably better for the adults, but somehow worse for the children.
I'd go up to the Lompa Lompa, I'd be like, "Hey, girl, how you doing?
Have a bad day. Having worse.
What you doing after this, sweetheart? You look like you could use $20.
Yeah, we're gonna go get drinks. You wanna come?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Two of us are single. You can have your pick at this point. It's gonna be better than this, I guarantee it. Anthony's married. I'm sorry, he's out of the game. We know he's the best one of us, but goddamn.
Wow, appreciate that, but no. Yeah.
Over in Glasgow, then, I mean, you never know.
It's yeah,
you might be a Glasgow chad.
I'm Irish. I'm mostly Irish.
You might be a Glasgow 10.
Dude, I'm like a
solid 7.
They're gonna look at me like, oh my god, that's the tannest man I've ever seen.
Man doesn't drink Guinness.
I can't. No, I know. They're gonna kick me out.
Your smallest aquarium of whiskey, please.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, I just had to bring that up because it was fucking funny.
I didn't know all those details.
Oh, like, yeah, bud.
Lemonade.
Your For You page doesn't... You don't get enough of the For You page to get your algorithm right to learn about that shit. But yeah,
I had seen something about it, and then I was like, oh, somebody did... But I didn't realize it was a total shit show.
Yeah, absolute shit show.
God damn.
Yep.
Who thought that was a good fucking idea?
Apparently whoever was selling it for $45. So whatever company was that. So
Blumhouse.
Yeah. Blumhouse. they're just in the horror movie, they're just gonna cut away to actual footage of kids like, what the fuck? Yeah, I know, right?
I hope that Blumhouse just has like the exact stuff.
The
remade.
Same set. It's like we bought everything from them and we're just gonna throw it up and we're just gonna like walk through horror and just record.
What was the budget? $20.
Yeah, they actually had to give all the money back, so they were so far in debt, we just even. It was like $6,000. Oh, and we had to buy out the actors, too. Don't worry, we're rewriting the script to make it comprehensible.
Remember how we said how we made a horror B-movie?
Yeah.
They just made a horror B-movie.
Yeah, no shit.
They tried.
Oh, I have something I want to bring up to end out this show. Yep. It's reminding me here.
Yep.
Randomly, but I watched The Equalizer 3.
Why?
Because it was on Netflix, and I was
so,
like,
there's lots of stuff on Netflix. You don't have to
watch Castlevania season 1 again.
Yeah. Or any of them. You watched The Witcher 1 through 3.5.
It was better than the second one. I'll give them that. It wasn't just a Verizon commercial. So, like, that's at least funny. They didn't go there.
But they're raising the bar.
It was either Verizon or Sprint. It was a fucking mobile network.
Yeah,
that whole movie. But this one, the only thing where I was like taken out of it completely was the ending to it.
Sure.
Which spoiler for everyone, but
I don't care.
Yeah.
He kills the drug lord kingpin that he was tracking down by overdosing him, and then like literally follows the man down the fucking street out of his mansion, and I'm like. Okay, the city hates him because, like, he's a sleazebag, like, he's burnt down things, like, he's, like, a real criminal empire. I don't believe for 2 seconds that no one, fucking no one in this town is gonna watch Denzel walking behind a man vomiting blood and, like, clearly dying and him just, like, kicking him and being like... Like, hands behind him. Like, no one said no one.
No
the
one.
Entire fucking town watches this happen. I was like... In a real tone, there would be at least one person that's like, I should probably call the cops.
Yeah, there'd be one racist person who would call
this,
the cops.
This black man's killing this guy. I need to call the cops. There's always one. There's always one.
One racist person. I want to clarify.
Really need to clarify. But no, that was the only thing. Because past that, it was just more like, it was an enjoyable watch, fun, whatever kind of movie. Until I got to there, and then I was just like, what the fuck? Like, everything else was him, like... taken, like, Kong, breaking into the house, and this one is just in the middle of fucking broad daylight in the street. Like, what the fuck? Anyway. So, folks, you can follow us at OddcastN. We also have patreon.com/oddcast. OddcastN, sorry. Go there. We have all the episodes up. You can get things early. Usually I try to get these up, like, a week early. So, you know, go check that out. And we have the unedited stuff. Like, if there's jokes that we can't, that, like... Where Mike's like, you need to cut that, it'll end up.
If you want to hear, shop some.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, or beat the trash back.
Bye, everybody.